This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Hello, Sam Gayman.
Hello, Eddie.
How are you today?
Yeah, sensational. Had a great round of auctions last few weeks and I launched three new listings yesterday, which have gone really, really well. So, it's a busy run home.
And Torsten flat out this morning, but we've got him on the phone. Good morning, Sam, Torsten.
How are you, Eddie?
I'm well. How are you, my friend?
Excellent, thank you. As Sam has said, it's been a great week, another busy weekend. Spring is well and truly here, and we've got a wonderful array of new stock to actually show our prospective buyers.
Spring is the best time to get out in the garden. If you're thinking about selling your house, best time to get out in the garden. What can we do? Now, here's a question without notice. What can we do to spruce up the garden?
Oh, I think the interesting question, which is where Sam and I have really pushed clients, both with houses and townhouses and actually apartments, is that green element, that outdoor space, is priceless. So the more you can do to actually enhance it, the better the emotional buy-in from buyers will be. So if you've got a good-sized yard, make sure you do go to the effort to redefine garden beds, that you trim branches where there are pathways, that you create some colour. It's a great time to create some colour in the garden beds. Re-establish garden beds also with some mulch, that thin, crisp black mulch, or if you like the tan look, again, go the finer mulch. Really has a great effect. And then one that we've really seen just come into its own over the last few years is buyers will judge in that indoor-outdoor living area. So the deck, the good old-fashioned Australian deck, is very important, Sam.
It is, Torsten, and it gives a great extension to the living zones, and people love that low-maintenance appeal of a deck. It's just fantastic. I mean, obviously, there are some great products out there now as well in terms of recyclable products.
Well, people also like a low-maintenance garden.
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of appeal for it. But the other clever thing that people are doing now is everybody is so, you know, focused on storage. And I am finding that when people are coming out open for inspections, one of the primary questions they're asking is, is there any storage? Is there any storage in the roof? Is there any storage outdoors? So sheds are really important because especially in Bayside suburbs where people have, you know, all manner of things from bicycles to kite surfing to, you know, all of that stuff.
You ever been kite surfing?
I haven't. Torsten's more of a daredevil than me, although I have jumped out of a plane.
So I got to the first lesson, Eddie, where I was doing on the sand. I was spending $1 million very confident for the next day, and then I saw one of the instructors get dragged across Beaconsfield Parade in Middle Park, almost get hit by a truck and three other cars, and then hit one of the 60s buildings on the other side of Beaconsfield Parade. And I thought, you know what?
It's not for you.
It's not for me.
No.
Yeah, definitely not for you, TK. So with the outdoor storage, that's where you can get really clever as well. Either building in a shed which you can then conceal with timber cladding or something that might match into your fence line so that it doesn't stand out and be really obvious and ugly. You want it to really just blend into the garden. And or the other thing is an extension of that deck Torsten was talking about is that a lot of people are building in seating. So they're building in seating around the edge of the decking, and underneath that they're having the lift up storage lid, so you can use you can utilize the seat as an extra storage function.
Sure.
Whether that's for the outdoor cushions, whether that's for some of the barbecue material, whatever it is, paint cans, it's just really good to maximize all of that real estate for storage solutions.
Yeah, and not only just the storage, Sam and Eddie, but also lighting, whether up lighting or down lighting in the outdoor areas. If you've got a featured tree, it really creates some beautiful up lighting, so at night that you can really show off, whether it be something with a beautiful tannin bark, or if there's some beautiful branches or something that actually needs, that is a little different, that can really be on display. The other thing, element to decks and outdoor spaces and creating a little bit of that oomph is that rustic sculptural piece in the garden can actually just make a dead corner look, bring it to life. So all of those elements come into play. But certainly there's a misnomer out there that large gardens are the only ones that need attention. In Sam and my experience, it's the smaller gardens that can actually really come into their own. So courtyards off apartments are priceless. And we say to a lot of our personal clients that if they can find something with a courtyard, it just separates it from the rest of the marketplace. And if you can create an oasis, and we've had a few that we've sold that have created beautiful slatted timber lined fences, again, that decking as we've talked about, perhaps a corner where there's an outdoor kitchen barbecue area, and again, that goes the same for homes. But you can actually create some wonderful space.
This is The Real Estate Show.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
The Real Estate Show continues thanks to Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. 9531 1245, the one central number to call. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. If you're calling internationally, 61 is our country code. Then 39531 1245. Four offices. Sam, where are they?
Eddie, they are Black Rock, Elwood, Port Melbourne and Mount Martha.
And we continue. Sammy.
Yeah, so Eddie and Torsten, we've been talking about value adding with courtyards and the importance of the courtyard making a benefit to your end value. And I think it's about striking a really good balance in redesigning the courtyard to maximise the amount of outdoor entertaining area, but still maintaining a degree of privacy. So you want to make sure that you have enough greenery, enough foliage, and enough vertical garden space that you know you're going to give a beautiful backdrop and hopefully some privacy as well. So if you are in an apartment, for example, and if you're a front apartment facing the street, it's important to put in some hedging plants. And then, you know, as Torsten said, define those areas. There's other things that I think are really important, and it's sometimes not just the showcasing area. So it's quite common that a townhouse or an apartment will have multiple outdoor areas, and there might be one that's really the area that everybody sees, but there's also the sideway, or there might be a side utility courtyard, and often that's the forgotten area. And what I would urge people to consider doing is to make sure that they are really looking at their best as well, because people are very detailed, and I think that the pride you take in your property when people walk around it, you want them to be able to walk around freely and open for inspection. And one of those things that, you know, lots of pebbles, for example, are quite hard to walk on, so put some pavers down. You may not want to pave the whole area. You may not want to put aggregate down the whole area, but I would put some spaced out pavers so that people can walk to that area comfortably, and have a think about keeping things low maintenance. So perhaps grass isn't always the right solution. There might be some great artificial grass available. There might be a case of bluestone pavers are going to look better.
Sure.
And then have a think about things like adding gas points so that you can plug your barbecue straight in. You don't have to go to the local petrol station every time you run out of gas when you're in doing your barbecue. And those little value adds, making sure that you do have a sprinkler system in, a reticulation system. Those little value adds, I think, are things that people will walk away.
Water tanks.
And water tanks are another exceptional one. And those green elements, people do get excited about, and they do take notice of when they're comparing you from one property to another.
Yeah, and look, another really important opportunity is for a lot of apartments have only got license agreements. And if you can have an agreement from the body corporate to allow you to have the actual land or courtyard on title and convert that to a proper title is a real value add. And there are a lot of apartments that we do appraisals on, and they're looking for that edge for clients where there's wasted land either at the side or at the front of the actual building. So there have been many an occasion where, you know, I've managed to be able to purchase off a body corporate. It's required incentive, so there's a lump sum that gets given to the other owners for that right. Often it'll be a lot of the owners won't want to go to the level of a title change and a subdivisional change, but they will grant a 99-year lease, and so it's not as perfect as a title, but gives you that uninterrupted exclusive right for that period of time. And just being able to create that space and then remove the window and create a double set of French doors or bifold doors, if that's appropriate, is a real value add that you can make to your apartment.
This is The Real Estate Show.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
And we're out in the garden today. TK.
Look, the other hidden element to gardens and outdoor spaces are that it's an emerging aspect, is that little fire pit.
That's become really popular, hasn't it, Torsten?
It has, Eddie, and it's just, again, a little bit different. It speaks to the psyche of Australians, that we love that outdoor environment. We like to spend some time outdoors, even when there is the coldness of the winter months, and if you've got an area there where you can have your raw fire, there's something fascinating and romantic about it. And certainly, you know, we're seeing it very well received in the properties that we're showing with that. As Sam said earlier on in the show, though, watering systems are a really important one, so make sure that you've, you know, you if you are planning to do a new garden, that you do think of making sure, you know, it's much easier to plan the actual sprinkling system prior to actually finishing the garden as opposed to retrofitting one. So certainly making sure that you've got the appropriate watering devices, and also with the water tanks that are available out there now, you've got some really creative ones that you can utilise as a feature as well. We've had, Sam and I sold a townhouse a few years ago where the entire rear courtyard wall was a series of quite interesting water tanks, weren't they, Sam?
Yes, they were, and it was very cleverly resolved because the permit in that instance required the builder to put in water tanks, and so they just made it a feature of the wall on the laneway side, and they had some beautiful ivy type planting that was coming up the side there, and it did it blended in really well. It actually was quite organic. It suited the area. You know, we're very leafy. It was in a very leafy green suburb. It looked really, really good. The other one that I guess we've talked about a couple of times, Torsten, is where there is the land opportunity, and providing, you know, that you're not overcapitalizing, of course, is to get a water feature in the way of a pool into the property, because that's certainly, in our experience, adding a lot of value presently.
It's made a big comeback in terms of what buyers are wanting, and I think with this baby boom that Melbourne seems to be experiencing, a lot of families are saying that they want to actually create an environment where the kids will spend more time at home, and they're happy to have the friends and parents of their children come to their place. So that it does, and there's no question, it does make that particular home a centrepiece when there is a pool. A few years ago, we were actually, and Sam and I were discussing this not so long ago, that 10 years ago, we were actually having homes where we'd sell with a pool, and they were being filled in. But it's the total reverse these days, and they really are becoming a genuine
plus one
centrepiece.
And a plus one.
They are indeed, Eddie, and a valuable plus one.
Hmm.
And boys, I guess the other final centrepiece to any outdoor garden when we're being sun smart is those retractable blinds that create, again, a canopy for you so that you've got more indoor-outdoor use. They are wonderful at keeping the heat in if you've got a little outdoor heating system as well, so that you can use the outdoor deck and outdoor kitchen if you've got one all year round.
The blinds or the sails, Torsten?
These are the retractable canvas blinds that will come out on the arms.
All right.
Pretty much cover your entire deck, so you can have them purpose-built. They're obviously a lot cheaper if you build them in their main sizing and you build the deck around that size. So a little bit of research involved when you are planning a deck is to make sure you have a look at what the capacity of those sizes are and build around that. But certainly, in my case where I've got the two kids, you know, wonderful on a hot day to let them get a little bit of sun, but then when it gets pretty harsh in the afternoon, out comes the retractable blind.
And gentlemen, that's where we have to leave it for this week. Do it all again next Sunday.
Thanks, Eddie.
This has been The Real Estate Show.
The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Wherever you go, say hello.